The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood. The president visited the Jersey Shore yesterday, and some commentators couldn't shake the idea that there was some politics involved, and that as a Republican governor, Chris Christie, who just last week described Mr. Obama as blindly walking around the White House looking for a clue, had no business complimenting the president so effusively on his hurricane response. But if they were expecting some kind of apology?
The president of the United States came and offered help for the people that I'm sworn to represent. And I accept his great efforts that he's put forward on behalf of our state.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. The latest polls show that whether he expected it or not, the president may in fact get a bounce from his handling of the superstorm. Latest Washington Post ABC tracking poll showed that close to 80% of likely voters said that his response had been excellent or good. But if Governor Christie was somehow concerned that being seen with the president might undermine the chances of fellow Republican Mitt Romney, he wasn't showing it.
There'll be some folks who will criticize me for complimenting him. Well, you know what? I speak the truth.
And so the compliments continued.
He made phone calls for me while we were in the truck to people to make sure they understood the seriousness of the needs we have here in New Jersey.
And for his part, the president seemed to make at least a small concession to the Republican philosophy of disaster relief.
You know, obviously, this is a federal, state, and local effort.
Not just a federal responsibility. So maybe, in fact, there was no intentional political agenda here. Because I have to think that what these two men saw from the air and what they heard at the shelter,
we thought we were prepared. We thought we were so ready this time.
Reminded them that no matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you're offering,
now I got nothing of my husband, my son.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do. But listen.
Every ounce of it ruined.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.